Bloomberg Brief.
News,
market data,
and expert commentary
from the world's most trusted economists and analysts.
Good morning. Bloomberg Brief brought to you by CIT, from transportation to healthcare to manufacturing. CIT offers commercial lending, leasing, and treasury management services for small and middle market businesses. Learn more at CIT.com. Put knowledge to work. We're talking Latin America this morning with Andre Soliani Costa, editor of the Bloomberg Latin America Brief. Good morning and welcome, Andre. Brazil's Central Bank may finally, after a long time, cut its key rate today.
Hi, Bob. Yeah, that's right. I mean, for the first time since 2012, I mean, that's 4 years, Brazil may start an easing cycle. If you remember, it's been 6 years now that Brazil's inflation is hovering well above its target. It's actually gone beyond the 8% of its target, running right now to 8.5%. But there hasn't been quite a striking change in perception, on risk perception on Brazil, and on the outlook for inflation. And some key developments on the inflation side, too. You saw it slowing to 0.08% in September. That's the slowest in 2 years. So all but two of 58 analysts surveyed by Bloomberg expect the central bank to cut the rate. That's currently at 14.25. Most of them expect a 25 basis point cut to 14%, and 20 of them expect a 50 basis point cut. So yes, it seems we're on the verge of starting what may be the first real step in the term administration to revert the recession that Brazil has been for the past 2 years.
And we're expecting that decision at 4 Wall Street time today, 4 this afternoon. A 14.25%, if they bring it down a quarter percent, what is that going to do to the economy?
Well, that's a good question, Bob. Again, it's more a question of perception than the actual impact a quarter percent cut will have. This will probably boost confidence that Brazil is finally getting to a turning point where we're going to see measures and see movements toward a policy that's a little bit more pro-growth. I mean, remember, Brazil is facing inflation at 8.5%. That's almost double the target. But at the same time, a recession that Brazil contracted 3.8% last year is set to contract 3.3% this year. So I think this is more a signal of where Brazil's economy is going in the future than the real impact a quarter point would have on the real economy in terms of reducing the costs of loans and reducing the costs of funding in Brazil.
Brazil's new president is currently making a visit to Asia in Japan for talks with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, trying to drum up business, I take it.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, since he took office, he's been trying to restore investors' confidence and lure investors to come back to Brazil. That's a big part of it. Let me just mention, I mean, just before we move on to this really quickly, bets on interest rate cuts have increased a lot since Temer also scored a big victory in Congress last week. He was able to approve in the first round vote with a huge majority his fiscal plan. And that was one of the prerequisites central bank had said was key to allow for an easing cycle. So that's also a big part of what's going on in Brazil now. Temer really restoring confidence and showing that he has the handle of the government and is moving in the right direction when it comes to fiscal policy.
Okay. Andre Soliani Costa, editor of the Bloomberg Latin America Brief, thank you very much. You can read his analysis and other news, market data, and expert commentary in the Bloomberg Brief digital newsletter. Sign up at brief.go.